RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, we've all heard, and in some of the previous studies we've talked about, that sleep deprivation can affect a variety of brain functions. But a new study says that sleepless nights are linked to brain abnormalities. And we all know that when you don't get a good night's sleep, you cannot think clearly the next day. You have daytime sleepiness. You can get tired, aggressive, can't pay attention, you know, loss of focus, all of these kinds of things. But the new studies are coming out that are saying that people with primary insomnia that have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep could have problems with the white matter tracts in their brain. And I think they're doing more studies of this, but the tissues that form connections and carry information between different parts of the brain is the white matter of the brain, and that abnormalities that are linked to insomnia can severely affect the way a person processes information the next day. So, and cognitive function is involved. These white matter tracts are bundles that are made up of long fibers of nerves, and they connect one part of the brain to the other. And if white matter tracts are impaired, as they are showing to be in people with insomnia, then connection between the brain regions is disrupted. So your brain has to connect with itself to really think clearly and do this. So we're going to talk today based on this study, and they were published online April 5th in the Journal of Radiology, that we're going to talk a little bit about some sleep hygiene and what you can do to make sure that you get a good night's sleep. Now, if you are somebody who really suffers from severe insomnia or you have sleep apnea, you definitely want to see a sleep specialist because it's that important. Sleep is becoming more and more important. It used to be that sleep was something you could bravely and proudly say that you didn't need, or that you were somebody who didn't need but a few hours of sleep at night to be at your best. But now they're proving more and more that's not true. Arianna Huffington is going around the country with a book right now talking about sleep and the importance of sleep, and really cool companies like hers at the Huffington Post are putting in nap rooms, which I so dig, a nap room. And they've got these little nap pods, and you can go in there for an hour or 20 minutes or whatever it is that you need to kind of recharge and rest up for the rest of the day. And they're proving even more that those naps can really recharge you and make you think more clearly. They're doing study after study. So very cool. I'm hoping Radio MD sets up some nap pods. That would be totally awesome. Or our friends over at WCGO. Nap pods, that's awesome. But in any case, let's talk about sleep hygiene. You know that all the electronics that we've got at night really contribute to a lack of melatonin and sleep. It's very hard to fall asleep when your brain is still wired up from staring at your tablet or your computer or on your phone. So you've got to cut those things off. And all the experts are recommending that you cut those things off 2 hours before you go to bed. That includes TV. Now, I know that that seems benign at this point, TV. Ha, that's nothing compared to surfing and doing all of the things that we do. But even TV can affect that. They say you should be reading. Reading is acceptable. They say you shouldn't use your bed for reading and for hanging out. It should really only be for sleep and then sex, too, if you're somebody that does that sort of thing. And a bath. Maybe a glass of wine will help you fall asleep, but they're proving that wine and too much alcohol can interrupt the quality of your sleep. You want to make sure your room is nice and dark. Routine is so important, especially for kids. Routine, a nice warm bath and a dry off and a book and jammies and into the bed. Routine is so important. Keeping your house at a nice cool temperature. That's another thing. When your house is too hot, and women in perimenopause and menopause, you know that we get hot really pretty fast. Keeping the room at a nice cool temperature really contributes to that good quality sleep. We'll talk more about sleep. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.